Pablo Villegas. Welcome to Windy City. It's so nice to see you in Chicago.
It's wonderful to see you, John.
I'm tickled that this is your debut with the Chicago Symphony, but not the first time you've played in the town, right? You've been here before a couple of times now, right?
I've been here a couple of times, and I love Chicago. It's a wonderful community around music. I think not only the Chicago Symphony, but the Harris Theater and the Millennium Park represents very much the musical cultural essence of this city. And I love it because music is a very important part of the community.
Now, while you've not played with the Chicago Symphony, you have worked with Giancarlo before, right?
Yes, I did work with him in Denmark, in Copenhagen, 2 years ago. And I look forward very much to this exploration of the Aranjuez together.
When you're a guitarist, I think Rodrigo's probably taken for granted that you're going to play these. I think the first time I heard you live, you might have played the Fantasy for a Gentleman in Houston. Are there ways that you approach these pieces? Because the Fantasy, the multiple guitar concertos, the Iron Wave, are all very standard. And so you might play them, I don't know, 10, 12 times a season even. Are there ways that you refresh yourself with these pieces?
Yes, I mean, when I go back to a piece or when I'm going to play a piece, especially when you are playing with a new team of people, a new orchestra, a new conductor, it's always an exploration. So there are always ways to go back to the score and explore different layers and different subtle things. And of course, the general ideas are quite set up. But then there is a whole universe or nuances that are always a work in progress. And that's very always inspiring as an artist to find those nuances and things that you were pretty sure about certain idea and you've been so sure of that idea for years perhaps, and then out of the sudden it's like, wow, but this is better. At least this is better now. And that's what matters, is what makes sense in the very moment you are playing the music. And to be fully convinced that what you are doing is something that comes from a truthful place. And if it's honest, if it's truthful, it's convincing. That's the interpretation that matters. And that will only happen that day, that moment, with that orchestra, with that conductor. And that's always great to have that that room for exploration, going to places that you didn't know they could exist, and that's part of the creative process of the musician, the creative process of the performer, to explore all those corners that the composers and all those gems that the composers hid between the notes. You know? I mean, I would love to talk a little bit about the Concierto Aranjuez.
Yeah.
So, which is the piece that I'm playing with the Chicago Symphony. And that's, we briefly spoke about Rodrigo before. Joaquín Rodrigo composed this piece for Regino Sainz de la Maza. And he was a quite well-known guitarist in Spain. But at that time, the guitarist was Andrés Segovia. So the piece wasn't dedicated to Segovia, but to Regino Sainz de la Maza. When they premiered the piece, the concerto in Barcelona, it was a big success. And Andrés Segovia was very upset because he wasn't part of that success. Of course, he had a great personality. And so he refused to play this piece in his life. He never played Concierto de Aranjuez. So Joaquín Rodrigo wanted to make it up for him, and he composed Fantasía para un Gentilhombre, Fantasía for a Nobleman. And guess who is the nobleman? Andrés Segovia. That piece was dedicated to Andrés Segovia, and he played that piece many times in his career. So the Concierto de Aranjuez is very much based on what Spanish music is about. On one hand, the flamenco music, which is very rooted on the floor, very rooted on the ground, and flamenco dancers never jump into the air like bailarinas, they always step the zapateado on the floor. So that's the first movement, it's a bulería rhythm, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, tan, 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 ta, 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 ta. The third movement is based on folk music, so it's uplifted, very lightweighted, It's also to be danced, and it has this gallant and this aristocratic kind of flavor, which is inspired in the palace of Aranjuez. Concierto de Aranjuez is based on a palace with beautiful gardens from the Bourbon dynasty, kind of Versailles in France. And between these two universal forces, the first movement, very rhythmic, very grounded, the third movement, very uplifted, very rhythmic as well, is the creation of the space of the second movement, which is the drama. And Joaquin Rodrigo had lost, Joaquin Rodrigo's wife had lost a baby in a miscarriage. So it was a very difficult moment for the family. So it's a conversation of himself with God. And himself is reflected on the guitar, and the orchestra is represent God is represented by the orchestra. So there is this continuous conversation between the humble, noble, and vulnerable human Joaquin Rodrigo speaking to God, the orchestra, in this big drama and moments of deep reflection in the cadences. And there is a moment where he cannot stand it anymore, and the second cadenza gains more and more tension and more drama, and then the full orchestra enters with a theme. And that's the moment of redemption. That's the moment of, you know, God speaking back to him, full of mercy, compassion, and love. And then after that, the beautiful moment of the flutes inviting the orchestra, himself, Rodrigo, accepting the fact that he couldn't do anything but, you know, forgiving himself for all that rage. And it's the moment where the guitar is da do da 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 do da da di de de do di di. So it's a very intimate, simple, beautiful moment. And yeah, and that's the second movement, is the moment of the copla. And the copla is when, you know, all the dancers stop, the singers stand up and starts to sing, usually very deep, sad songs. And that's the case of the second movement. But as in any artistic expression, even in the most dramatic moments, it's about redemption. Even like a good friend of mine told me once, even when Mimi is dying, she dies with a small smile on her face. Which is beautiful, because in the end, music is about love, it's about redemption, it's about celebrating the joy of being human, and it's about the redemption of being sad sometimes.
We're looking forward to it, and I know you're going to have an incredible conversation with this orchestra. It's world class, and you're above that.
Thank you very much, yeah. And it's been a pleasure, and I look forward very much to this week with the Chicago Symphony. And I invite everyone listening out there to join us, and yeah, looking forward to sharing more musical moments together.